We're learning Brachas Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, and we're beginning the last line on Mem Vavam Beis. Tana Banan. Im Echabdim, Loi B'drochim, Loi B'ksharim. You don't have to show kavod to your Rebbe when you're on the way or when you're on a bridge. B'drochim, the Rebbe Yonah says, one of Pshat tomorrow, let's say, like in a backup traffic, you're busy telling your Rebbe to go first, you're going to mess up the whole traffic flow, and therefore you're not mechuyev to do that. And on B'ksharim, since it's sakana to go across a bridge, you don't show your Rebbe first. You do the sakana first. It's not even covered like that. And therefore, it's not covered by gesharim, by bridges. B'loi b'yadayim was hamas. And by washing v'ayim achrayim also, there is no covered. Why not? Because you're washing your hands from dirt. It's not a big covered. Therefore, there's no covered to let the gadol go first. And the Rashba asks, the Gemara before says that the one who's benching the gadol, he washes v'ayim achrayim first. Dr. Raj, but the reason is to give him a chance to be ma'ayin in Hilchas Brachas. That's covered Brachas. It's not out covered to wash your hands first. You want to give him a few seconds to prepare for benching. Therefore, he's after five people. That's a pshat why, if it's more than five, you're not first, because you don't need more than that to prepare for benching. That's says in the Raj. Rav Abai were going on the way. Kadmei Chamrei de Ravin l'Dabaya. Ravin was the Talmud, and his Chamar went before Abai's Chamar le'omalei nezlamar, and he didn't say, "Didn't tell Abai you go first." Omar, so Abai said to himself, "Medesalik haim rabbanim arava gasle daite." Since you went to Eretz Yisrael, and he used to go back and forth to Eretz Yisrael, and he used to say over memories from Rabbi Yechanan. So he says, since Ravin, is going to Eretz Yisrael a lot, he went to Brisk, Gast Leila Daita, he's already it looks like a shtickle about Gaiva. That's what he said to himself, because he's not being Mechabed, the Rebbe. Kimotu Lepischa, the Beknishtu, when they finally got to the destination, to the Beis Medrash, Amalei, Ravin told Abaye, Neil Mar, you go first. Amalei, Vad Hashtala Marana, until now I wasn't the Rebbe. Amalei, Hachem Ravichanon, Eimechabdim, Elva Pesach, Shieshba Mezuzah. Rabbi Yechanan said, the only time there's an inyan of kavod is only when you reach a door that has a mezuzah. And when they're on the way, there's no door. So the Gemara, the Isbe mezuzah, in less mezuzah loy, only if it has a mezuzah, is there a din of kavod, and no mezuzah, no din of kavod. El miyata, basic knesset, basic medrash, less mezuzah. By basic knesset, basic medrash, there's no mezuzah there. Hakanam de mechavdim, there's no kibbut. We just found that he was mechavdim to come to basic medrash. Even though there's no chiyav mezuzah, in the Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, Me'ikah, then there's no chiyuv mezuzah there. So it can't be literal that you need a Pesach has mezuzah. Ela ema, the Pesach ha-royu mezuzah. It has to be a Pesach that's royu for a mezuzah. And therefore, let's say someone's going to the bathroom or to the Beis HaMerchitz, there's no inyan to mechavad the Rebbe first, because that's the door where Adam mezuzah. And in those type of places, there's no chiyuv covered for your Rebbe. Om Rav Yudav Rei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishrei de Rav. Ein hamesubim reshoyim lechol klum at sheyitoyim habitzaya. In those days and these days as well, we make hamoitzi, and you might see everyone with the bracha of hamoitzi. So it says that the people who you are moitzi should not take a bite to eat before the beitzaya. That means when you make hamoitzi, you should taste first and then give the other people to taste or to eat. Yosher safra v'kamar. Litoim, or the Girsa, what that says that Enam Sum Rashayim Lechol, he says Enam Sum Rashayim Litoim. It's my Lamar Afghamina. What's the difference? Shchayv Oim Lam, Loimar Beloshin Rabbi. Not as an Afghamina, La Halacha between two Pshatim, just it's a Shaila had to say it, B'shem Rabbi, Litoim Lechol, Balk upon him. In the Gemara, it says that you should, when you make Hamaiti, you should wait for the Beitzeya, the one made the Maiti, to taste it first. Now, Tosfos here has a kasha from a Gemara in Pesachim, which was Mavuya, there was some made Kiddush, and one of the Shoyim, one of the people who heard, he drank first. So you see that the Mavuya doesn't have to drink first. So Tosfos has three Mahalchim. One, he wants to make a difference in Achila and Shtia, or there he's just making believe. But the third Pshat, which is the Pshat Hawi Paskin, is that that is only if you're giving from your Kikar, from your Chalo, from your Kotz. But if everyone has a kais in front of them, or everyone has a chala in front of them, even though they're yotze with my bracha, they could eat first. It's only if they take it from my chala, it doesn't pass that they should eat first from my chala. That's Tosfos comes down, that's what he passed him. But Agav, in the Tosfos, it says at the end, the Tosfos, something got be kiddush also. It says, "V'kam mash mashen tzorch limzoy mekoyz bracha l'shar koyzes tashmir reyachem koyzes she'ena pegumois." That means that even if you want to be you do that chumrah of everyone tasting a koyz of a kiddush, you have very simple eitzah. If everyone has a koyz in front of them, it's not pogum. Pogum means something that you drank from. If everyone has in front of them a cup of grape juice that was or wine that was not that didn't have someone who drank from it, so then. If one person makes a bracha and everyone drinks that kais, the yaitza, that inyan of drinking from the kaisal bracha, of the kaisal kiddush. But if it's all coming from the first kais, so then it's an inyan that he should drink first and he shouldn't have a kais pogum. But the ayin taisvis at the end of taisvis. The bakaponim, Lemaisa was saying is that the halacha is that the beitzeya, so about us a lot of times, by hamaitzi, everyone has a mechal in front of them. So when they make the hamaitzi, it's an inyan that the person who's making the hamaitzi should eat first. It's more than gay. People who cut like all the challah at one time and they give it out, and then maybe the wife or one of the kids start eating for them. That shouldn't be. They should eat first. So the gemara, right? Torah bottom. Shnayim mamtirim zel azeh b'ka'ara. This is the advar of covered. Two people eating from the same plate. So if one person stops for a second, take care of something, it's not covered, the other guys continue eating. You wait for each other. But if it's shloisha, if it's three people, then ein mamtinim. Then you don't have to wait because there's two against one. So one guy takes a break, the other two don't have to stop eating because they don't have a chiyuv to wait for the other one. Another halacha about a ka'ara, habitzeyahu poshet yodet chila. The one who makes hamaitzi gets to dip into the ka'ara first. But if you want to give covered to your Rebbe or to someone bigger than you, you can let them have from the Ka'ara first before you. Even though the Vetzeya, you can give covered to the person who is a Rebbe to take first from the Ka'ara. Rabbi Bar Chana also by Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Ketina. Rabbi Bar Chana was marrying with his son to the family to Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Ketina. So before the chasana, you know, the minig is that the one who makes the hamaitzi by the chasana is the chasam. He's the one who makes the hamaitzi for everyone. So he sat down with him to teach him the halachas. You know, he shouldn't make a fool of himself by the chasana. Called him a Yosef, b'komasti le'lebrei, and taught the son, ein ha-betzei roshay le'v tzayach yichla me'en p'yayinim. Don't start cutting gechala, or start eating gechala, really. Just start eating gechala until the people stop saying, finish amen. Merachis don't pay a roiva einim. Roiva einim is enough, you don't need everyone. And the word is amen is a chelik of the bracha. So it doesn't pass to eat before the bracha is finished. And since amen is a chelik of the bracha, you have to wait till they finish saying amen. Omalei, that's why there were some adaktikim in the Doris who were very makbid to only say a bracha if they had someone to say amen. What was pshat? Because they held that amen is a chelik of the bracha. This is a chelik of a bracha. They were very makbid to only say a bracha if there was someone to say amen. The story of Chaim Velozhinot that brought down that one time he very makbid never made a bracha without someone to say amen. One time he was in the Beis Medrash late at night. He was very thirsty and there was no one around and he wanted a drink. All of a sudden, his Talmud came to the Beis Medrash and he said the bracha amen gevaldik. The next day he met the Talmud. He told him, "Oh, shkoyach again. Like, why did you come?" He said, "I didn't come. I was sleeping." And it turned out it was like a nace, that the Eibushter made a nace, that someone who came looking like this bracha came. But you see that the Indian of saying, I mean, Omri Ram Vachama, Maishna Ruba, that Katlikali bracha, why is we need Rav Einim? Because the bracha is not finished yet until you say Amen. Mutin Amalikali bracha. And for the Miyat also, for them, the bracha is not finished yet. They didn't finish all the Amens. Someone says Amen too much, too long, or the wrong time is a taya, and therefore it doesn't count. Like, and the Gemara is going to continue with this about amen. Tana Rabbanan, ain oinin lo amen chatufa. When someone says amen, we go like Rashi's pshat. Amen chatufa means he skips the aleph. You don't say amen. He says amen. He skips the aleph. That's the chatufa. You're not allowed to do that. Lo amen chatufa. You shouldn't do chatufa. That means you forget about the nun. You say amen. You know, if you forget about the nun, also it's not good. Am lo amen yisoyma. Should not say amen yisoyma. What does amen yisoyma mean? So Rashi and Tosfos learned that you did not hear the bracha. You just heard people saying amen, so you said amen. That's called amen yisoyma. Frank Rashi and Tosfos, we know in Alexandria, in Mitzrayim that a very big shul, and when they came to Amen, someone used to wave a flag, and that's how they knew to say Amen. So you see, you could say it. So Tosfos and Rashi answer that they knew which bracha we were holding by. They knew which bracha they were holding by, so they knew which bracha to say Amen on. Then that's fine. But here we're talking about a case, you don't even know what the Amen is. Here, everyone say Amen, you say Amen, that is not right. That's called Amen Yisayimu. And the Gemara says pretty strong things about that in a second, about saying Amen the wrong way. And our halacha is, L'yizreik bracha mepiv. You shouldn't just say a bracha quickly, because it looks like, you know, you don't really want to say it. You just have to say it, you say it quickly. Say a bracha slowly, and that shows that you machshiv the bracha. Zok to Gemara, Ben Azay Oymer, Kol Oyna Amen Yisayimu, you bon of Yisayimu. If someone is Oyna Amen Yisayimu, Chas V'Shalom, his sons will be Yisayimu. Chatufa Yischatu D'Yomav, his days will be cut short. Katufa Yischatu D'Yomav, his days will be cut short, there's Yomav Katufa. Kol Amaruch Ba'Amein, anyone who's Marich Ba'Amein, Marich in Loi Yomav V'Shnoisav. He's Zeicher Tarich as Yom. Zok Taisis, what's Marich Amein? He says, Ovaj L'Yarech Yisim Edai. You can't, it has to be normal. It means marach means to say it like a mensch, but to go amen, that's not pshat either. So it has to be a normal way, not lo yarach yoisim yidai. And this is not the first time we have about arichas yom. In brachas, there's a lot of things that teach us about arichas yom. We have before about the shnai mikvach targum, and we have other things that marichin lo yom v'shnoisa. Here's another one. If someone says a marach b'amein, marichin lo yom v'shnoisa. So look at the Gemara Vayit. Now go back to Zimun. For a little bit. Rav Shmuel have a yasvi v'sidasa. Rav Shmuel was sitting eating a suda. Also Rav Shimi b'achia have a kamasar v'achol. He sat down. Rav Shmuel ate the suda. They're basically finished. Rav Shimi came there and started eating very quickly. Looks like he wanted to be mitzarif, make the zimun. Omle Rav told him, "Adaitach l'srufi v'adon. You want to be mitzarif for us because you want to make a zimun? Anan achil no. We already ate already. It's too late. Omle Shmuel. So Shmuel turned to Rav. He says, "Ilu ma'isi li ardilo. If they brought to me a aradilo, which is something that's geshmak for dessert, it's like a mushroom type of dish, because zayil abba, and they brought little like small little birds for abba. Abba was Rav. Mila achil, wouldn't you eat it? So since you still would eat now, so then it's still called part of the suda. That's still called part of the suda. But Tosfos speaks out that if you say havlam v'nevarich, then it's over. But until you say Havlam v'Nevarach, the halacha is, someone else comes and eats, he could be mitzarif to the zimun. That means since you still could eat, you don't have to make a bracha, you still make a suda, even though you don't eat. When someone else comes and eats with you, you can still make a zimun. Agav, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that if two people are eating, it's a mitzvah to be mechaza after a third person to look for a zimun. So, especially in this case, two people are eating and someone comes to eat, that's a very good thing. He saved you the trip to go look for people to eat for a third person. It says in the halacha that if two people are eating and there's someone there, they should ask him, please eat something to make a zimun. That's halacha and shulchan aruch. So here, we're saying, here you have it, mama shemay. The guy comes to sit down and eat, avadi should make a zimun. Talmidei de Rav, have yasvi sudosa. Talmidei de Rav sitting in suda. All Rav Acha, Rav Acha came and sat down to eat by them. Amri also gave Rav, it was the end of the Suda he came. Amri also gave Rav the Varachlon. We have our mezamein to bench for us. Omhu, Misa Risu, the Godum of Arach, Ikka Susan Varach. He says, what are you talking about? The Godum of Arach? The Ikka, the main people at the Suda should be benched. But the Morav Hilchah said, no, Godum of Arach after God of Sif. The Lach is that the Godum of Arach, even though he came at the end. And Tosfos speaks out that the God will give a shush for the Katan, that's fine also. And I just want to speak out that this whole din, the Godum of Aruch, is only if there's no Balabais. If there's Balabais, he's in charge of who to give the benching for, and it could be he has to give the Godel. That's a big beer lock about that. But he's in charge. Here we're talking about with three people around him sitting in Yeshiva to eat, then you give it to the Godel. Because then no one, none of the three own anything, none of the three are Balabatim. So if you're in Yeshiva eating together, three people, 10 people, then you should give the Godel, or the Kayan, to bench. Zog the Gemara Vayit. Ochol demai. We're going now back to the Mishnah. I'm sure the Elm was very curious because the Mishnah was a little sawsome. So the Mishnah said that different things that you ate, there's a zimun. And the Mishnah said, if you ate demai, so then you can mitzarif a zimun. Someone ate demai, can mitzarif a zimun. Pray tomorrow, Kasha. Haloi chazilei. He's not allowed to eat demai. And if he's not allowed to eat demai, he can't mitzarif a zimun. Why not? So Rashi says, the reason why you can't even start for Zimun is because it's a bricha Zimun Ababa Beirov, Xiv, but say a Beirach, Netz Hashem. And so it sounds like from Rashi, the problem is that you're not allowed to make a bracha on something that's Aser. And that's why you can't have Zimun. Other Rishayim learned the Vara is because you can't be mitzarif for Zimun because it is Aser. So it's really Rambam and Ravid. If someone eats something, a treifa thing, does he make a bracha? Let's say someone has a big rasha and he eats a piece of chaza, does he make a bracha or not? According to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha. And as Makar is from these Gemaras here, you don't make a bracha. According to the Ravid, he says, what do you mean? This Gemara is only talking about tzir for Zimun, not talking about a bracha. And therefore, the Ravid holds that you do make a bracha because you're nana. And the Machlokes Rambam Ravid wrote that in Shulchan Aruch, and I was Simonim here, I think it's Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav. But Rashi is mashma that you don't make a bracha. Therefore, his question is, what? He holds, it is. You made a bracha, and that was the Neitza. That was good for the thing. Shall I learn the pasuk?
You should make it, but it's still
nice. Yeah, he's saying it's a bracha, but that alone is the thing. But yeah, you should make a bracha, but that alone is nishkin gazach. Yeah, let's go focus. What? It's not clear. We're passing 2 days of Shulchan Aruch.
So you're not supposed to buy when you steal wool and all the things. You don't make bracha.
Okay, so that's no shaykes in this case. Because here it's hashav hanah. The rabbi says, you're nena, so how can you make a bracha? That's this thing, you're nena. You're not nena by mitzvah lav lehenesen. That's the mechus ha-mitzvah. It's the mechus ha-nenen. It's mechus ha-nenen. It's mechus ha-nenen. I'm talking about rabbi. Mechus ha-nenen is the machlaikas. Ayin shom. How he paskim is not involved. I have to look it up again to tell you exactly how he paskim. Holo chazi le. So the question by Demai is not chazi. So the question is, how can you make zimun? Demai is also teet. So we're keeping the boy mafkele on nechasei. Since you could mafkele on nechasei, have ani, you'd be ani. The chazi lelacha is that ani is allowed to eat demai. What is demai? Demai is by tvu of amarit. You're not sure he took of my. So therefore, Chazal made an iser called demai. Since the lacha is that Chazal didn't say aniim can eat demai. The Tanan, Machilim is Aniyim Demai, Vesach Sanya Demai. Sanya is the army that comes to town. They're also like Aniyim, and therefore you let us serve them Demai. So since the person can Mafka is a Chosim, come Ani, so he is Royu Demai, and therefore it can be Mstar for Zima. Vom Rav Huna, Tana, the Brisa, Veshami, Oyim, Machilim as Aniyim, Vesach Sanya Demai. Veshami got to argue, he holds you can't be Machil as Aniyim, Vesach Sanya Demai. And why is Rav Huna bringing in Vashami? Who cares about Vashami? You know, Vashami, Mokka, Vesela, and Mishnah. What's in the game for Rav Huna to bring back Vashami? So, the bottom Taisvis, Pshat is that he's teaching us if you find a Tana somewhere it says, we know it's going to be Vashami, so don't worry about that cheetah.
So, what's the
Maravai?
Because